catching you up on everything you might have missed. It's the Christy and Bodge podcast on Hit FM.
Hello and welcome, Christy and Bodge's catch-up podcast. Christy's not here. She's still grumpy with me after something that happened in sing-along standoff, which you'll hear in just a sec. It was pretty crazy, but you know what? I feel like I was in the right. Also, we cross over to András, a man who lives in Hungary, in Budapest, and he did not want the fame that came with accidentally becoming a meme. We talk to him. It is Are You Okay Day. We find out if he is indeed okay. Also, we play Bodge in a movie where I insert myself into a film, and you got to try and guess which film it is for. Movie tickets, all that more coming up.
Wake up. Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM. 10 questions, 30 seconds, and only one letter standing between you and free money. Alpha Bucks. Christy and Bodge's Alpha Bucks.
The line is currently open, Christy. We are waiting for a caller. We have a caller.
Alrighty, $630 is up for grabs this morning.
Good morning.
Hello, who have we got there?
Karina.
What's going on, Karina? What's happening?
This morning. Not much. Just whatever day it is. Thursday. Is it Thursday?
It is Thursday.
Yeah, I've just had to have a look myself, so I understand.
Glad I'm not the only one.
Look, you got 30 seconds on the clock. Chris is going to ask you 10 questions. We need them all answered. We need you to not use the same one twice. You can pass. We'll come back to it if we've got time. And your time does start when Christy asks the first question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Okay, Karina, your letter this morning is M for Mary.
Okay.
All right, your first question is, name us a car brand.
Mercedes.
An insect.
A mosquito.
A cocktail.
A margarita.
Sports equipment.
A mitt.
Another word for big.
Massive.
A female movie star.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
A pizza topping.
Mozzarella.
A lolly or candy.
A Malteser.
A type of soup.
A type of soup.
Soup.
Mushroom.
A planet.
Oh, Mars.
I'm screaming because she had one more.
What did you say? I got Mars.
No. I had one more question to ask.
It wasn't in time.
A planet.
Wasn't in time. Yeah, she said Mars. It was,
I said Mars.
Yeah, but it wasn't in time.
The buzzer went off, as I said.
MA. No, I got the MA. Listen to the audio. Surely it's in there.
I've got
the buzzer went off when
I've got the headphones on. I can tell you right now it was after the buzzer.
Oh. Yeah. I've got the jitters, Karina. Good try, though. It's that easy letter, the M.
Yeah.
Magic.
Oh, jeez. That was a tough one. That was a hard one not to give. I'll give you that right now. Karina, mate.
Well, it's up to you. It's all on you.
Well, I mean,
just make Australia happy.
Well, it was after the buzzer.
I don't reckon it was.
Well, it was. Goodbye. Bastille's Pompeii. Great song. Amazing song. Hey, Alpha Bucks goes up to 640 for tomorrow, Christy.
So close with Karina just before.
Have a listen to the last couple of questions. Here we go. Look how close it was.
A type of soup.
A type of soup?
Soup.
Mushroom.
A planet.
Oh,
that's how why I was screaming was because the buzzer went off just after I asked the question, so she couldn't get the answer, and it's like, duh! And it was the last question.
That was the last one?
And she got everything right in the lead up. Like, that's how close it is.
Luminek.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
You know, Josh from Good Boys did that famous little bit in there where he's like, you know, he's sort of riffing. They're in the studio and they're like, what about this? And then they left it in and then they were like, oh, should we take that out? No, leave it in.
Mm.
I said to Josh from Good Boys, I was like, let me have a go at something. I just want to go with it and see where it goes. And he nearly copied me word for word. This was the original version.
What? Sorry, just quickly. What if it's Bodge, 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 Bodge,
Bodge? Oh, I thought that was perfect. And then he's like, oh, well, we can't make it too specific to you because then it's too much of an in-joke. And then I was like,
well, it's a name that can just carry on forever.
Yeah, but then they're like,
Dodge.
They're like, it's a little bit, you know, a little bit arrogant, a little bit self-indulgent. And I was like, well, what do you want to replace it with? And he goes,
well, because Josh is a better singer, he goes, well, what if I just go, you know.
Wait, sorry.
Da, 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 da. I was like, well, that's not good. And he goes, well, let's leave that as the placeholder for another lyric that we might use down the track. And I said, well, all right, go on. And he goes, you're not even in the band anyway, so, you know.
Can you tamper with the system so next time it plays, it always plays the Bodge version?
I could do that, yeah. But I tell you this right now, that was exactly how it went. That's how it started.
Lights. Christy and Bodge on Hit FM.
And cameras.
It's Bodge in a movie.
Action! I've gone back to a childhood classic. One of my favourites, Christy.
Oh, I reckon I won't even be able to pick it.
No, you probably won't. But what we do is I've injected myself into a movie.
You've slotted yourself in there.
I've slotted right in. And your job, the listener job, is to call up when you think you know what film it is.
So 13, 12, 16. And when you do know, give us your guess.
Right.
And you could be off to the movies.
Right. We're going back to 1986 for this one. See if you can pick it. And the terrible accent.
I'm coming, Sarah.
Well, if it isn't you, and where are you going?
Well, the little lady gave me the slip, but I just hear her now. So I was about to lead her back to the beginning, like you told me.
I see. For one moment, I thought you were running to help her. But, no, not after my warnings. That would be stupid.
Me? Help her? After your warnings?
Oh, dear. Poor Hoghead.
Hoggle.
I've just noticed your lovely jewels are missing.
Oh, yes. So they are. My lovely jewels missing. I will find them. But first, I'm off to take the little lady back to the beginning of the labyrinth, just like we planned.
Wait. I've got a much better plan. Give her this.
So there we go.
The phones How are absolutely lighting up. And you know what? I have no idea what the hell that is. And I'm
You got no idea?
No, I'm hoping someone that's on the line this morning actually does. Who have we got there?
It's Danielle. How are you going?
Danielle, what film are we going for? What have we got?
The Labyrinth, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, they did say Labyrinth in there. Is it an all-time favourite for you, Danielle?
Oh, yes, and the Dark Crystal. Yes.
The Dark Crystal, I mean, I've already sung its praises for the new prequel series that's on Netflix.
Yes, I heard.
Yeah, it is incredible.
The puppets one that you want me to look at. No,
you have to look at it, and then you have to watch the movie afterwards.
Now, Danielle, is it the character that I think Bodge wanted to dress up with once where you wear the really, really tight tights? What do you think of that outfit in Labyrinth?
It's interesting.
Well, look, for those that don't know, David Bowie, with the iconic voice that I poorly imitated, was the star of Labyrinth, and he was in it with Jennifer Connelly, and it was a Jim Henson production as well. So all the sort of Muppet-like characters and all the voices, and it was an amazing film. If you haven't seen it, go and watch it. If you've got kids that haven't seen it, make them watch it. And yeah, I tried poorly to imitate that, but his pants were very famous.
He did a great job.
He wore those real tight pants
and the packages.
And the mums really got around it for specific reasons, and we all know why.
There were socks down there, I'm sure of it.
But you've won yourself a couple of tickets to Majestic Cinemas. Anything
Thank
at the movies?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anything at the movies take your fancy at the minute?
I think my son really wants to see that new Snowman Abominable movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's like is it a Pixar or one of those animated films?
Yeah.
Seen that. Huh. I've seen the trailer for it. Looks good.
Well, enjoy, Danielle. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. There we go. Bodging a movie for another week. Seems effortless, doesn't it? Just sliding myself in there.
Can't believe you really pulled off a David Bowie voice.
I didn't. It was terrible. I need a couple of drinks before I can accurately do it. But
can you sing?
Do you know, I actually sung a David Bowie song at school at a parent-teacher, sort of like an open day.
Mm.
And I used to be a good singer.
Go
when
on.
My balls dropped.
Come on, just do something.
Nah, I'll say one line.
Yeah.
You remind me of the babe. That's it. The babe with the power. You know, he talks like that. Do you know who's really good at it? Jermaine from Flight of the Conchords.
Right.
If you haven't seen that show, they're huge Bowie fans. They're great. I know, hits an old school, right? Well, that's real old school. You want to look at anyone that's unique or kooky, Bowie is probably the one that inspired them.
Wake up! Wake up! Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
Look, there's a school that has caught my attention, Christy. I know this does happen from time to time. It's a religious school, which is fine. They're, you know, there's a lot of them. And they have decided that they are going to take the Harry Potter books out of their library.
Oh. And do we know the reason why?
Well, I've pretty much given you the reason why. Because it's got witchcraft and magic and all that sort of stuff in there. And they think that, you know, that's not what they want their kids to be ingesting when they go for a little read.
Their choice of taking it out of the library, you know, the kids are still going to read it anyway.
Yeah, but it's not about that. It's their responsibility, they feel, to take those books out of their library because it doesn't fit their, I guess...
school curriculum, beliefs and...
Yeah, the beliefs. It's a school in the US. I don't know if there's any in Australia that do it, but I can understand it.
So you actually agree with it?
I never said that.
You just understand the choices of ruining their magic for children and no longer being having Harry Potter on their school library shelves.
As soon as I said I can understand that, the first thing within milliseconds is, so you agree with that?
Well, when you understand, it's slightly saying you do agree.
No, I'm saying that if I was a religious school and I believed a certain dogma, I would go, right, well, that doesn't fit with it's not consistent with what I want to teach. So I can understand why they've gone, look, let's not have that in the library. Let's replace it with Spot or something like that.
Yeah, well, I get it. Like, Harry Potter is such an icon. Every kid wants to go and read it because they've seen the movies or they've read the books a trillion and one times, which I haven't. So I don't really get the whole...
Have you read a book?
I used to. I'm not a book reader.
Really?
Now, this is the thing. I was just about to ask you. There's surely other books out there that are... again, don't meet their beliefs that they should probably pull from their shelves.
How do you know they haven't? How do you not know that this is the one that got media attention? I've heard it before. This isn't the first time I've heard this. I've heard it years ago, other schools doing it, and it's like, oh, why? Parents are freaking out. Like, why would you do that? And so, well, you put your kid in a religious school and they don't agree with witchcraft. I mean, I understand that. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying I understand that if I was to put a child in a religious school and they said, well, we don't want anything in the school that might be running against what we want to teach, I'd go, well, okay, that seems fair enough.
Right.
I just put my kid in a public school, if I wanted that.
Or just keep them straighty 180 is what they're obviously trying to make them and not letting their little imaginations run wild.
No, Christy, that's not right.
So what are they doing? Pulling all those books, those magic books out?
No, this isn't hampering them because for the sake of it. They think they're doing the right thing. It's part of their religion.
Well, you've answered it yourself. You understand it.
No, I'm
so
just...
So you believe it.
I wanted more debate out of you. I wanted you to fire up. You're not really firing up.
Well, I don't read the books, so I got nothing to say.
Oh.
Is it fair? Yes, it's fair.
Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
It is Are You Okay Day today, and we have called through to Budapest, and I believe it has worked. Christy, now, Andras is the man's name, and he's famous for the memes that he's in, the old man on the laptop with the smile hiding pain.
Yeah, hide the pain, Harold. As he's better known.
Yeah, well, as, you know, I didn't even know until recently that most meme templates had names, and it's normally alliteration as well. Hide the Pain Harold and, you know, Scumbag Steve, and there's a whole load of them. But these people didn't choose to be memes.
No.
Accidental.
People just making the mockery of them.
Well, some of them are, and some of them love them. Like, you know, it's just a lot of fun. And if you were to see someone that was in a meme, you'd go up and say hello and want a photo, obviously. But Andras is on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Andras. Can you hear us?
Hi, Jason.
This is Christy. Christy's my co-host.
Hello.
Hello, Christy. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
A lot of people like memes. A lot of people like laughing at memes and having fun with them and creating them, but no one's ever asked a meme how they are. And we thought, considering you are a meme and it wasn't by choice, we thought we'd just call you up and see how you were doing. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm a happy person, so people know me as if I would hiding some kind of pain, but it's only a fiction. It's not true.
You were in retirement and you took some holiday photos. Is that right?
Yes, So I was 8 or 9 years ago on holiday in Turkey. And as everybody does, I took some pictures and I uploaded them to a social network, not on Facebook because it's not existed at that time. It was a Hungarian network, and a photographer contacted me saying that he was seeking a model, a character like me, and invited me for a shooting. And we worked together for 2 or 3 years. And he made a couple of 100 photos.
You rose to fame as a meme, but you weren't very happy about being a meme.
I wasn't very happy at the beginning when I saw the first memes. Because I guess nobody is accustomed to see his own face as a character of jokes. For a long time, I didn't know what to do. You imagine that you are, for instance, a drop of water in the river flowing slowly to the sea. And suddenly a waterfall comes and you are jumping out of the river, sparkling brightly as a rainbow.
Most people say that your smile, it seems forced and insincere, and you've got
People say, I don't feel my smile is false.
Well, that's your real smile.
I think it's beautiful.
I don't really know what a false smile really means. This is my facial expression.
How did you, is it just genetics? Are you lucky with your smile, or?
People pay big bucks for that.
No, I'm lucky with this. And not only my smile, but being a meme.
You being a meme yourself, you've seen so many. What is your most favorite meme of you that you've seen out there?
Oh, my favorite one. There is a very well-known photograph, the American presidents, Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Somebody changed the faces of the presidents to my. So all the four presidents are me.
Do you find that people are quite kind to you in the street and say hello and
supermarket.
To see how you are?
Yes, yes. It happens very often here in Budapest, in any part of the world. Everywhere people stop me on the streets and ask for a photo. I'm willing to do this because I see the happiness on the face of the people just because making a selfie with me.
I've got a question, really important question now. Okay, we're budding young radio stars. How did you get a blue tick? I saw on your Facebook page you've got a blue tick. That means you're really important. How did you get it?
Celebrity status.
I requested, and it was really a long process. Yeah. I had to send an ID, electricity invoices.
Oh, wow.
So I had to prove that person is really me.
Wow.
It took almost a year till I got this blue tick.
Are you happy?
Yeah, I am.
Good. I'm glad to hear that, because if you've been turned into a meme, I don't know how I would cope with that. I think I would get quite upset after a little while. But the fact that you've been able to become happy and content with how it's all played out, I think you've done a marvelous job. And now people are coming up to you. They see you in the street. They love you. You are a loved person.
It's a good thing to feel that people love me. And they are writing me messages. Every day I got dozens of messages.
Yeah.
Everybody says that they love me.
Oh, why not?
Well, the beauty.
It's a good feeling.
Well, the beauty of Facebook and the way of technology, your lovely smile is going to live on forever.
We can hear it in your voice.
I'm sure that my picture will survive me.
Oh, there we go. Hey, Andras, we're happy to know that you're happy, aren't we, Chris? We're all happy.
He hasn't got any hidden pain.
No. Yeah. Hide the pain, Harold, no more.
No, not at all.
See? Happy Harold.
Thank you very much for calling.
Have a good
day. If you got any more questions, so don't hesitate to contact me.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do that.
You are welcome.
We've lost connection already. Yeah, the call's gone. He's just ended the call.
He's too happy, that's why.
Do you know what? This song means live life. So, are you okay? Are you okay?
I'm okay.
You may know your music, but can you beat Christy to finishing the lyrics? You've got to be quick. It's a sing-along standoff.
Yeah, that's right. Christy, you are up against Alana today from Port Macquarie. Alana, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, the game goes like this. We've got three songs. It is a best of three. I play part of the song and then I pause it. You'll have to buzz in with your name the quickest to get a shot at finishing the lyrics. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Here, I can assure you I'm pretty crappy at this as well.
That's okay. That's okay. We're all a bit nervous here. So this is song number one.
What? Sorry, just quickly. What if it's...
Christy.
All right, Christy, how does it go?
I'm going to do your version. Budge, 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 budge.
I wish it was.
Oh,
I wish it was.
Cheeky bugger.
I wish it was. Alana, it's over to you. What's the next line?
Can we play the song again?
Here we go.
What? Sorry, just quickly. What if it's...
I'm gonna go.
It's very simple. I guarantee you.
Party Central.
Da 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 down down down.
That's okay. Neither of you get a point. Neither of you get a point.
All right, next one, Alana.
Right, here's song number two. Here we go.
No, the day bleeds into nightfall. You're not here to get me through.
Alana,
go. What is it?
You pull the rug from underneath me?
Oh. I don't even know the end of it. I know how the tone
how are
goes.
You're on the radio, Christy.
I know how the tone goes, but I don't know the lyrics.
Do you know what? I was getting used to being someone you love.
I was getting kind of used to being someone you love.
This is terrible. You girls are just, I'm sorry. I expect so much. Right, it comes down to this. If neither of you know this, unfortunately, Alana, you will never take your call again. And Christy, you will be sacked forever.
It better be old school.
If you don't know this, I will be surprised. Here
pressure.
We go.
Just killed a man.
Oh no. Put oh my god, I've never heard this
song. Pulled my trigger, now he's dead.
Mama. Ooh.
Christy, you got to say your name, but whatever.
Is that it? Please tell me that's it.
No, it's not it. No, it's wrong. Alana, for God's sake.
I've never heard the song, but like, let's just go with that.
You've never heard Bohemian Rhapsody?
Never heard of it.
Oh, my.
Let's just say we're too young for that. Bodge, you got to pick our demographic. Come on, we're Spice Girls and Backstreet Boys, aren't we, Alana?
We needed old school.
Yeah, not that old school. That's way too old.
I played two hits that neither of you knew. Lewis Capaldi's Someone You Loved. And the first one.
You know what? I feel like even though this is my game against the listeners, and I'm sorry, Alana, that neither of us were really good at it, I think Bodge needs to be playing the game next time. And I'll pick songs that I like, and I bet you won't even know what the hell they
Alana,
are,
Alana, you don't get the prize. You didn't win. But then Christy, I don't get the prize either. I'm in a bad mood now. I do all this work to get all this audio ready, and no one knows the songs, and they're famous songs.
You just need better songs, Bodge.
Yeah, exactly.
Lewis Capaldi's number one. How much more on top of the charts do you girls want?
The lyrics are so intricate.
And I even put Bohemian Rhapsody, the greatest carpool karaoke song of all time, there because I thought that's the safest bet. You'll know that one,
it's
Christy.
Like Darryl Braithwaite Horses. You only know like set parts of the song and that's it.
Yeah.
We don't know all the lyrics and we fake it till we make
it. Well, you both failed. I'm sorry.
Let's get it started in here.
You're fired, Christy. I don't care if you know this song. You're not fired. I need you here. I want to go on holiday soon. Christy and Bodge on here this morning for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Argument Central here. Christy is guns are blazing at the moment after sing-along standoff.
Well, you pick crappy songs.
I didn't pick crappy
songs. No, they're not crappy songs. It's just
Medusa
songs.
And Good Boys. That's fantastic.
Yeah, but... I gave the version that I thought you would have picked.
Yeah, I did
which
that on purpose.
Bodge, Bodge,
I
Bodge,
did that
Bodge.
On purpose. I did do that on purpose.
I pretty much gave Alana the tip there for what it was. She just had to say it differently.
I know. No, you did your best. But,
and Bohemian Rhapsody. I do know parts of the song, but I don't know every single lyric.
I feel like you should. I feel like it's one of those songs that everyone just knows.
Just because you're one that does carpool karaoke with, like, Disney classics and knows every single lyrics, some people don't have minds that are sponges like yours.
Jeepers. Well, we're getting real personal now, aren't we?
Yeah, well, come on. Yeah, played all right since we've been playing this game.
Rag on my new car as well.
Yeah. Well, everyone else is doing it too.
Yeah, everyone else is ragging on my new car. I got one yesterday and I love it. I think it's great. It's only done 9,000 kilometres. I'm happy with that.
It'll probably end up with a whole lot of dings and scratches like your other one, and then you'll probably just crash it and write it off.
Tell us how you really feel, Christy. Come on, give it to us. Give us a bit more.
No,
do it.
Not giving you anything more.
I'll place,
We want happy days right now, and it's a good day today. And tomorrow's R&B Friday, so don't ruin it for me.
Are you okay?
I am okay. Good. Gets up with Christy and Varge. On Hit FM.